This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden continues to work to quell the Democratic anxieties over the unsteady showing in his debate with former President Donald Trump. He's not the debate he used to be, according to Biden, as he concluded at a rally in Florida, I should say in North Carolina. AP correspondent Josh Bogue reports former President Trump was succinct and coherent, but did not always tell the truth.
Immediately after his lackluster performance, where he struggled at times to say what he had done in ways that people could understand, Democrats were saying, is this 81-year-old the right person to be at the top of the ticket? And you're seeing a lot of hand-wringing by candidates, by pundits, and by many voters who want someone who can fight for them and pose a real challenge to Donald Trump.
The combined with summer heat, lack of sanitation, and food and water, rotting trash continues to pile up close to where people are sheltering in tents across Gaza, raising fears about the spread of disease. Speaking from Gaza, UNRWA Senior Communications Officer Louise Wateridge said,
I think one of the most shocking things I'm seeing is around 100,000 tons of waste piling up. And this is really the case now across the Gaza Strip. There is no waste distribution. There is no solution to the waste distribution. The living conditions are extremely dire.
And World Health Organization spokesperson Tariq Jasarik.
First is water contamination. So when you have a hot weather and you have a lack of clean sanitation, the water sources can become...
And this is VOA News. A research expert has told the United Nations Security Council that the ballistic missile remnants found in Ukraine came from North Korea. Jonah Leff is executive director of Conflict Armament Research, an organization that has been tracing weapons used in attacks in Kharkiv on January 2nd. The United States and its Western allies clashed with Russia and North Korea on Friday's Security Council meeting. They said that North Korea and Russia had violated a U.N. embargo on arms exports from the Democratic Republic of Congo, I should say of Korea, the country's official name. Russia dismissed the baseless accusations and the DPRK dismissed the meeting altogether. Russia's defense minister ordered officials to prepare a response to U.S. drone flights over the Black Sea, according to the ministry, an apparent warning that Moscow may be taking forceful action to ward off the American reconnaissance aircraft. Anti-government protests in Kenya have left some shops, like one belonging to Francis Osheng, in ruins, but was she also in tatters? Kenya's plan to tackle its heavy debt burden with IMF support. Reuters' Christy Kilbourne tells us more.
Willing to come to terms with the damage inflicted on his business in Nairobi.
It is hard. I do not know where to start. And I have a family. I have a wife with a small child and school-going children.
Someone else likely counting the cost of the unrest, Kenya's president, William Ruto. His withdrawal of support for a finance bill has complicated efforts to tackle Kenya's heavy debt burden. The IMF has urged Kenya to meet revenue targets to access more funding. But now, Kenya is shifting from raising revenues to cutting spending. Some activists say they don't trust the government won't still try to implement tax rises, and many have vowed to keep calling for Ruto to step down.
The United Kingdom's Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, has called out Nigel Farage and his Reform Party for a racial slur about his Pakistani heritage used against him.
Well, when you see Reform candidates and campaigners seemingly using racist and misogynistic language and opinions, seemingly without challenge, I think it tells you something about the culture within the Reform Party.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.